This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Howdy doody, time to get inspired. Listen now to DJV, Doug Jen and Victoria. Kara Sylvan, also his voice appears as she runs the control board. Very important job at our originating network and studios in Washington at Radio America. The changing face of America. We should have maybe a segment, ladies, called Our America or America Now. And talk about people like Humberto Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez is a farm worker in New York State, been here in the United States for 7 years. He's 26 now. He says he's worked since he arrived in our country in the fields picking fruit and vegetables. In Mexico, he studied to be an engineer and seems to be somewhat resentful that he can't find a job as an engineer here in America. The reason he came here, after all, was because of his family's financial position. His situation back home was hard. My dad couldn't find a job. He had an accident. So, as with many people who have those circumstances there, where do they look? You remember Horace Mann said, "Go north, young man." Or Horace Gonzalez, I think, said that. "Go north, young man." His great uncle, Horace. So Mr. Gonzalez came north in search of a better future and found his future as a farm worker. 2.5 million farm workers who are laboring in our country on the farms are immigrants and undocumented. So what's wrong with this picture? I was in the office of the USDA last week, and I was talking to the fellow that runs the office about this. They have government programs that outline who is here illegally, what they bring to the farming community, what they bring to America. And I'm thinking, okay, what's the message here? This is a mixed message. We're told by the government, or certain people in the government, that we have to, and people who are not in the government, we got to get these people out of here because they're illegal. We got to deport 3 million undocumented immigrants who have criminal records. So, well, Donald Trump said originally it was 11 million, right? Now it's scaled back to 3, and if you have a criminal record, you're going to get booted. So, these people say. But I look at the story of this guy. There's another one I read about Boris Martinez, who is from El Salvador. He was a computer engineer there. He came to the United States because he thought he could carry out his professional career here. He works in a plant and flower field at the moment and is illegal. And then you can go through. I can come up with a dozen of these people. I was reading about them in one of my farm papers, and I just thought, we've got all of this work that needs to be done. We have a lot of people in our country that are unemployed. It's the same old story, isn't it? How is this different from, and by the way, some of these people think it's a crime that they can't follow, in this the case of these two, they want to be engineers. But they come into this country, they don't go through the proper procedures, and they get angry because all they can do is pick lemons or raspberries or go pick asparagus. I don't understand, well, I guess I don't. I can say this because I'm beating the same drum that I have beaten for a long time, but I think it's going to come to a head pretty soon, because with the new administration, something will be done. There's an expectation. That's part of one of the reasons that he was elected, right? Is to do something about guys like this.
So
who
what
are
do you think
here.
It should, what should it be?
What should the solution be?
Mm-hmm.
The solution is difficult, Jennifer, because we have a porous border. We have a guest worker program that the farm workers from Jamaica are good at pursuing, and some other of the mostly Caribbean nations, they participate in the H-2A. They're mostly here to pick or to work in the fields, that kind of stuff. But they have the government regulations. I looked into this program myself for my farm when I needed a lot of workers, and I found it quickly when I went into the office to figure out whether it was good for me, and I walked out. Because the government comes into the home, where as soon as I heard this, I thought to myself, what in the name of God are we doing? The government has decided in its policies that you cannot have a wooden table in a farmhouse that has guest workers. It can only be a plastic table or a table made out of metal. But you can't have a wooden table. Can you imagine the government digging that far down? So I asked the guy as I was getting out of my chair to leave, why can't we have wooden tables? Well, the workers might injure themselves getting a splinter. I looked at the guy and said, you're really not serious, are you? Oh, yes, there's a serious problem with workers who don't know that wood can splinter.
Who doesn't know that?
Here we are. It's a government program that tells people who want to bring these folks into the country that they can't have them in a house that has a wooden table. Do you realize how asinine all of this is? And yet we have bureaucrats that go around inspecting these homes, and if it's a wooden table, they'll discount it. It's gotten so crazy. But yet most of the people who are working off of the books, off the records, are living in places, it's like there are two categories, and everybody knows they exist. Most of these guys that are working under the conditions that aren't government approved are living in tents, or they're living in these old abandoned motorhomes, stuff like that. And meanwhile, we have people collecting from the government that we're paying for doing nothing because they don't want to do this work. And yet I proudly did it as a kid. I was happy to go to the farm. My son did it. I don't see what's wrong with going to a farm and picking the vegetables or the fruit that's growing. Why is that not a good job for young Americans? I know.
I don't know the answer to that.
I think that it is.
Yeah. So does Trump fix it? I guess we'll have to see.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Either.
I don't think it's fixable at this point. I really don't think it's fixable.
You can't force someone to want to do a job like that, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
well, you can't force them, but you can also not make it easy for them to make money to do nothing.
Yeah, no, right? I agree with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we were talking about Prosecco earlier, and, you know, I guess, doesn't that also apply to, they have seasonal workers for vineyards, too, right?
Yes, like the seasonal workers. The H2A program is all about seasonal workers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you would think, like, that wouldn't that be a job that you, I mean, I know it's not an easy job, but wouldn't that be something that, you know, you'd want to learn?
It would be a good job for teachers, college professors, people who don't work in the summertime. Why wouldn't they be encouraged to do stuff like that? It's good physical labor, keeps them in shape, whereas when you're teaching, you're not doing a lot of physical activity. So you teach in the normal school months, then you go out and you get a job in the fields for the summertime.
I guess it only pays like $10 an hour, though, right? I think that's maybe part
now
of the reason why.
$11 an hour. So, but you're getting paid as a teacher.
Money?
Hold on a second.
Right.
The teacher's salary is a year-long salary, so you're getting paid to do that even when you're not doing the work.
You extra get income, right.
Okay, right. So this becomes, exactly, Jennifer, this becomes extra income. And a good way for you to teach values to your children, and a good way to get out in the fresh air on the farm and do some work, keep yourself in shape. Am I a genius because I figured that out? That's what I would love. As a matter of fact, I have a youngster who's living in the apartment on my farm now who is that way. He said to me, can I work for you next summer? 26-year-old kid, teaches industrial engineering, and his girlfriend takes care of the horses. I said, yes, you can work for me next year. He said, I don't care what I make.
Set up for them.
Yeah, well, but you see, that's what gave me the inspiration. Here's a kid who's a white Irish kid. You'd love him, as a matter of fact, Victoria. He's big, tall, his name is Ryan. Real red-headed Irish kid who's rugged and smart, and he said, you know, I'll be happy to work for you, and you know you can pay me whatever you think I'm worth.
Wow!
Where are those people?
Well, those are getting that much words with you.
Yeah.
I know. Doug's like, well,
No, I'll pay him.
I have a Groupon.
The, the minimum is the farm worker pay is up to $11 an hour now because of the new rules and regulations. So that's all money he'll, and I'll bet you he'll end up working 50, 60 hours a week, and that supplements his income for the job that he has during from September until June. And he'll work part-time.
That's good, honest work.
Yeah. And he wants the physical activity. So where are all of these? Are there more of them out there? And then we wouldn't need all. See, it's all need. The farmers will tell you that it's need. And they're right. It is need. Because a lot of people don't seem to be motivated to do this. Maybe the millennial generation, Kara and Victoria and Jennifer, maybe this group will change the tide. Because God knows, you look at some of them in the gym and they can pick up a pencil.
I don't know that this is going to be the group that's going to get back to the land and take care of it. I don't know that it's this generation. Maybe the one after.
We can aspire, can't we? We can drop the ideas and maybe a few people follow the yellow brick road.
Sure.
All right.
They can weed the yellow brick road along the way. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
That's right. Get down there and weed.
Yeah, exactly.
I just saw that and I started thinking about how silly it all is. And then we all say, well, no Americans want to work. And I knew I wanted to give you that example of somebody who did. They were given the opportunity and they took it. So maybe there's a different way of approaching some of these people that aren't working so that we can have more Americans working and fewer of these people that we don't need around because we have our own people to do the work. It's 18 past the hour.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store at staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Time to me, Jen.
I just keep rolling.
About 24 hours
like
music in this portion, every hour of the program, in this hour, part of the hour, we have some musical focus. Here's Chris Stapleton. Actually, the news is that Stapleton and Luke Bryan are going to play the Houston Livestock Show. That's the Florida Georgia Line. Also, some of the artists that perform at the Livestock Show and Rodeo from March 7th to the 26th. We're already talking. That's spring week, boys and girls. Aaron Watson.
I know. I'm ready.
Announcing the headliners. Watson's going to lead off the first night on the rotating main stage there. Apparently, this is a big deal. How long has this been going on? The show. Alan Jackson, Sam Hunt.
I don't know how long this show's been
going. Bill Nelson. Other main performers include Alicia Keys, the Chainsmokers, here we go again, and Fifth Harmony. And I guess there's going to be a smaller stage there, kind of honky-tonk. You can catch a number of up-and-coming artists from country and pop. Do they actually have a rodeo here, or is this just a musical performance they call it?
I think there's actually probably a rodeo, right? I mean, I don't think they would have it in the name.
It's just a rodeo, yeah.
First held in 1931.
Right.
Wow, I never heard of this before. As close as I am.
That answers
farming.
The question. It's a while.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So you can get to rodeos tickets. And livestock shows often?
Livestock shows I have gone to. I have only been to one rodeo in my life. Meredith and a friend of hers, I've never seen this, own a bull that is a riding bull. They go to these things and guys get on them and they ride them, break their necks, backs, whatever it is they do. I couldn't even imagine what the appeal is to do
Seems
something
to
that stupid.
Thing. Yeah, it's, I don't get it either.
It's stupid. Well, it is definitely taking your life in your hands. And these bulls are mean, nasty,
man mastering
ugly.
Beast,
yeah, is that what it is? Though? Okay. Somebody explain that to me.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to master a cow. I'm not interested in mastering a bull.
Cows are gentle. I like cows.
Cows are sweet. I have that video that I haven't gotten to you yet of a cow giving birth. I was trying to send one.
I don't know if I need to see that.
Yeah, it's a good story. All right, next up, Sam Hunt. in the news, headlining the 2017 Rock the South Festival, the Pepsi Rock the South Festival in Cullman, Alabama in June 2nd and 3rd. This is cool because we're talking about now all these plans are being set up for the musical events to take place this summer.
Yeah.
Especially when you see, I just got an email from Donald on the farm. It was 5 below yesterday, and today it's going up to 35. Tomorrow, 55. It's just, yeah, so it's easy for me to think of spring, right? Don't we all want to think of spring already?
Yes.
Huh?
When you're looking at snow everywhere,
put
yes.
It's 5 below, sure.
Right. Okay, so what's the story here? This is an event that goes back to 2011, raising funds for the victims of a bunch of tornadoes in Alabama. And since then, this event apparently has grown, Victoria.
Yeah.
So they have it in different venues around the town.
Yeah, and I think it's nice that they still have they've expanded the charities beyond, you know, tornado relief.
Yeah, right.
Local children's hospitals, city parks, things like that. It's nice. But I think the country music community is very big on stuff like that.
Yeah, they're tuned into this. I agree. Yeah. Yep, yep.
Which is
yep.
Really nice.
They want to help each other.
Yep.
So Sam Hunt, Thomas Rhett, going to be participating in this thing. On New Year's Eve, Hunt shared Drinking Too Much, a confessional new song about Hannah, his longtime on and off girlfriend. They announced their engagement the following day after he sang her a song. Those on and off girlfriends. It's 28 minutes past
She's like,
the hour.
Don't give the juicy details.
Sorry, I named the album Montevallo.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions we get asked on the Pet Show is, basically, why is my cat not using a litter box? And there are many, many, many reasons. For example, if you have a cat that normally uses a litter box, but all of a sudden he's not doing it at night, maybe you have other animals in the backyard, raccoons, possums, or skunks, and maybe your cat feels the need to claim territory. But the first thing you need to do before you do any research is to make sure if your cat's not using a litter box, make a trip to the veterinarian to make sure there's no problem. Because if there's a physiological problem, if it hurts when the cat goes in the litter box, that can scare him out of it. Also, when you clean up areas where the cat is gone, don't use vinegar. It's great for salads, but not for cleaning up pet messes. Don't use any of the products with ammonia in it. Pick up a good odor neutralizer made specifically to clean up after pets. That's going to make a big difference because getting rid of the scent from your point of view is important, but getting rid of the scent from your cat's point of view is even more important. So if the cat stops using the litter box, check with the vet first, clean up properly, and you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him?
Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Daylight is so close.
Howdy doody, 34 after the hour. Friendly voice of Doug Steffen with the friendly voice of Jennifer Horn, friendly voice of Victoria Keelan, and the voice of Kara Schillen. Friendly, yes, at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, and at Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook if you'd like. If you don't like, then don't like. Can you unlike somebody on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
You can unfriend them, but can you unlike them?
A lot of that going on during the election.
Really? Yes. Speaking of that, Senator Sanders had a CNN town hall event last night, and he was attacked, but he was accosted. Maybe that's a better word. The great Don Lemon was there to act as official go-between. Jim Jacobs, small business owner, talking to Senator Sanders about the burdensome regulations that he and his business and his fellow small business people have to deal with. And Sanders said, well, the devil is in the details. We got to see what the regulations are. So Jacobs kept pressing Sanders. If you see some of the video, Sanders kept kind of pressing back. He didn't give up much. He said he wouldn't rule out reconsidering regulations in the Senate, but you got to know whether these are federal regulations, whether they are state regulations, local regulations. That's a good point. But I think what happens now is that we have this, because Mr. Trump is elected as president, we have this expectation that things are going to change overnight, and they will not. Guaranteed, it'll take a couple of years to roll back a lot of stuff, And the 2 years is I don't say that arbitrarily. Trump's got 2 years to prove himself before the next election. And if it works and things are going along okay, then the Republicans probably stay in charge. If it isn't, and that's what these political back and forth games that are played. I thought though that if you look at the conversation that these two had, even though it was, I wouldn't say tense, but it was pointed. Mm-hmm. They talked a lot about taxes, as fella said that he had to lay off. I mean, it's the same story. This is the first time you hear. Well, I got to pay more tax. I got to lay people off. And then the other thing that Bernie does, he goes back to taxing the wealthiest people in this country. Do I sound like a broken record when I get onto this sort of thing? It's unbelievable that people don't see the simple side of this. This is very basic, simple economics. The people who have the money invest their money in businesses that create jobs so people can have an income so that the wheel keeps going around and around and around. Now, not that they couldn't afford to pay more in taxes. How about instead of just arbitrarily trying to pit rich versus poor, we come up with some creative way to enhance the job opportunities for people, make sure we have more job opportunities by having more jobs available, by creating more companies, and you do that by having a tax structure that encourages people to invest in new businesses. That's how it works. That's why America is so beautiful. We're on the shore of this great island, and we look out and see Europe, Europe basically discourages, because they do have this tax. And look at the socialism in Spain and Italy and now France. And, England's really the only country that has a fairly decent tax structure. But even then, it's like living in California. Taxes here are so crazy. It really is crazy.
Mm-hmm. We also have an expectation culture now where there's an expectation that the government's going to be there or should be there to help you. And I think... I'd love to see people coming up and going, gosh, I'm not owed that job after I get out of college. I want to start here and I want to work up and taking pride in their successes. And, I don't know if the Bernie Sanders system makes people do that. I don't know if that's necessarily cultivated
in his
system.
But there is. He got traction because he wanted to bring about change. And that's, Trump. I think, I'm going to say this and people throw stuff at the radio. I actually think if Bernie Sanders had been the candidate, that he would have won. If it had been Trump versus Sanders, I think Sanders would have won. Yep. All right, anyway. Having said that
too,
now.
By the way.
What's that? You think so, too?
I think so, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so interesting. I would be the one who would be in favor of that, but I don't think he would have beaten Trump.
Yeah, no, I think he would have. All right, well, wasn't in the cards, so we move on to the next thing. Time for Biff and Biff to make their daily appearance. Biff Horn and Biff Keelan. And Biff Stefan here. I thought it was interesting last night. Clemson became the best team in college football against Alabama. How many people watched that game?
I saw it on social media. And, that's a big shot. I mean, Alabama, Roll Tide, goes to every championship. So, everyone. But they're really good. So,
Somebody tweeted, if you had Brexit, Trump, and Alabama losing as bets in Vegas, you would be really wealthy right now.
There you go. The Steelers' assistant coach has been placed on leave after he was arrested on multiple charges that stem from an altercation with a doorman at a bar. Was this on New Year's? What's the story with this?
This was on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He was arrested after the Steelers game, after they beat the Miami Dolphins. Remember we talked about it? It was so cold. They won 30-12
right,
in the wild card game on Sunday. Well, he was released from jail on Monday after he posted bail. And now the Steelers general manager is saying that they're continuing to gather information about the event. They've been trying to get in contact with the NFL to work on their personal conduct policy. He faces a felony aggravated assault charge along with counts of simple assault, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and trespassing. Guess why? Because he was also cited for public drunkenness. That's right.
Really?
And the guy that he messed with, the security guard at the restaurant where they were, is actually an off-duty police officer. He witnessed the assault of the employee at a nearby bar at around 9:30 on Sunday. So there you go. Don't drink and argue with people, kids. Yeah. I guess when it's so cold that even the ref's whistle froze, I guess the only thing you can do is drink, right? In that kind of weather.
Maybe scientifically, he just needed to warm up.
Right.
I would go home and cuddle up with somebody that'll help keep you warm. That's an idea.
Ooh. Right. There you go.
Okay. The Giants, the New York football Giants. I always love this because there are two teams, right? The Giants here and the Giants there. All right. The New York football Giants, general manager Jerry Reese, has told star receiver Odell Beckham that he needs to look at some of his antics on the field. So what does he do? What is he? What kind of stuff does he pull on the field?
Odell Beckham is incredible. I mean, he's been a superstar from the beginning of his career. He's still really young, and he's just incredible. And I think that a lot of it has gone to his head because he is treated differently. He had a horrible game against the Packers on Sunday. The Giants lost 38-13. He dropped three passes that normally Odell Beckham would never drop. So he's just, and he was partying with Justin Bieber in Miami the week before the game. So he's had a lot of, I think he's had too much of a social life maybe recently.
Nothing good comes from hanging around with a worm.
Exactly. But what happened recently, when he lost the game, there was a hole in the wall left behind after the Giants left their visitor's locker room, and apparently Odell Beckham punched a hole in the wall because he was frustrated that they lost. So he's got some anger management issues maybe. I think the general manager, Jerry Reese, is right. He's got to calm down, and he has to, you know, grow up a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe he should go have a drink with Joey Porter. How about that?
Yeah, right? They could go out of town.
Yeah. All right. So I was just thinking, as we were talking about this fellow coming from Canada, right? Did you say Beckham came from Canada? Oh, no, he was hanging around with Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber,
right, who came from Canada.
You know,
right.
Yeah, that's one name that Meryl Streep left out. Where would we be if we didn't have Justin Bieber? She left that out of the list of
people. People from Canada are the nicest people. So.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that, make sure that I had the story right. You know me, I never want to get the facts wrong. Never, never, never want to get the facts wrong. Next up, TV news, the television report focusing on a new carpool karaoke show. That'll be kind of fun coming up here. 44. What was that about? No?
I said, I like carpool karaoke.
That was a hmm. Sometimes when you're commenting on what I'm talking about, you do hmm, or you do hmm.
So this was with interest. Hmm.
Hmm. Okay.
Goodbye.
44. Yeah. All right.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com's David Gregg, bringing you product highlights from CES 2017. Family meal prep will become easier with Scan-to-Cook technology found in Whirlpool's smart kitchen suite of appliances. By just scanning the barcode of a frozen meal, all the cooking instructions are sent to the appropriate appliances. Remote access to preheat, start, stop, and adjust appliance temperatures with Whirlpool's app will make it easy and fast to get dinner from frozen to fork. Baldwin's evolved hardware blends luxury style and Kevo's Bluetooth technology into a smart home security solution. Issue family members and service providers e-keys for access. Get access history and unlock your home from any connected device. 18 styles and finish options make it a perfect complement to any home style. iHome's Energy Sleep Therapy speakers are a 2017 CTA Award honoree, thanks to their ability to promote better health via better sleep. Zenergy has been endorsed by Michael Bruce, the nation's most trusted authority on sleep. These speakers combine proven sound and light therapy to help you fall asleep and wake energized. Carrier leads the connected home space with the addition of the models 5C and 7C to their core line of smart thermostats. These models make it possible to reduce utility bills by up to 20%. Setup can be done by the homeowner or authorized carrier dealer. They're compatible with most HVAC systems and voice control products like Amazon's Echo or Apple's HomeKit. Pricing starts at $139. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans, but it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit two. Multi-packs count as one.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's get to it here. 46 and change past the hour. TV news. So the host of The Late Late Show, James Corden, has found himself another gig. The new Carpool Karaoke show was announced yesterday. It'll be on Apple Music. So why don't they have this on CBS? 16 30-minute episodes. Let's see. James Corden teams up with Will Smith. Oh, I see. They're not going to take these from the CBS show. Aha!
Get it?
They're going to original stuff being produced with different hosts. John Legend,
mm-hmm.
with Alicia Keys, Ariana Grande with Seth MacFarlane. How's that going to work? Seth MacFarlane, I don't know. Is this Michael Strahan? Oh, that'll be big.
Your favorite guy.
Yeah.
Sing a little song with me.
Oh, come on. Don't make fun of the lisp.
Okay.
Please, it's not anything he can help.
Really? Yeah, he could get his teeth fixed. It'd be fine.
Oh, boy.
It wouldn't fix his attitude,
but
anyway.
At this point, he's probably so used to saying it that way, I think his tongue is shaped so he would say it that way.
I'm glad we're putting more into this.
I know. Look,
keep going, you, guys. Sarah. Keep going.
Some of us had speech impediments when we were little and are sensitive about this, okay?
Aw.
I couldn't say my R's right.
What did they sound like?
Ow. I said Kawa.
Oh, wow.
Calabunga.
Yeah.
Calabunga.
We say that on the farm all the time. All right. So what else? What other new TV news are we going to do? Have we beaten this to death?
Yeah.
I'm not impressed.
Let me tell you what's on tonight. What do you think?
James Corden should host all of them. All right, go ahead. What do we have?
All right. So lots of good stuff coming back. As you know, the winter break is over. But one of the things I want to start with is on A&E. Have any of you watched the Leah Remini Scientology deal?
You know that's my jam. Oh, I have. We literally have not missed an episode. It is
really?
So riveting. It is, well,
is
riveting.
It? Where is it? What's it? It's on what? Is Netflix? What is it?
A&E.
Mm-hmm.
And Leah Remini exposes the Church of Scientology with people's stories of things that have happened to them. And it's called Scientology and the Aftermath. Tonight's episode is Enemies of the Church. This is episode 7 in season 1. She gets a letter from the church accusing her of provoking hate crimes. She sits down with a young man who committed one of those crimes. And that's at 10 o'clock on A&E. Mm-hmm. I watched the first episode and I was like trapped. So I'll probably watch an episode of that tonight.
Yeah.
This Is Us is back on NBC. The finale of the winter season had Toby having a heart attack. You'll find out if he lives or he dies. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is also back. That's at on ABC at 10. And The Mick is on Fox at 8:30.
Oh, wait a minute. One more thing. All eyes except mine, yours, and hers will be on Chi-Town tonight because the president is delivering his final speech as president.
This is true.
How about that? You going to watch that?
Oh, yeah. You know me.
Are you? No. 10 minutes before the hour.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Website urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, to get fascinating insight into how he thinks and what other people are thinking, a paranormalist, a big motivator. So you asked on your website, you wanted to know if people who went to your website made any New Year's resolutions, and if that was the case, what were they? What did you find out, and what did you and Hannah and your brother-in-law, Shippy, what New Year's resolutions did you make?
Well, look, first of all, when I asked that question on my Facebook, as you can see, thousands of people looked at it and wrote back all kinds of resolutions, from being successful to losing weight to stopping smoking cigarettes, etc., etc. My resolution is just to stay healthy and think positive and be motivated to be successful at everything we do. And I
do
also pray for others.
How do you do that? How do you motivate yourself? You motivate other people. How do you motivate yourself?
By getting myself every morning into an attitude of gratitude, by thinking positive, by connecting with friends and seeing how I can help. All this positivity kind of mirrors back at you. If you do something good, good things will happen to others. If others do something good, it'll come back to them. I'm just sick from reading all the hate that is going, especially in America now. I just read that the man was forced to say F-U-C-K Donald Trump, F-U-C-K white people. They made him drink from the toilet. I mean, hate crimes is just on the rise in America. And why? What is going on? You've got to ask yourself, can you explain it? What's this surge of hate? Is it because of the new president-elect? Is it because of the emails of Hillary Clinton? Is it because of Obama? Is it because of the Russians? What on earth is going on in the United States?
It's because people are scared. People are alone. People are doing things to their minds, their bodies, the things they're putting into them. There's no support at home. We don't have good family. We have people that are intransigent. Their ideas are not flexible. They're happy to blame everybody else, but look in the mirror when it comes to things that they need to scrub up on their own. Just as a whole, part of it is the reality of what the news media is about, what's reported. Part of it is all these devices and connection that people have. It's
Exactly. Let me just stop you there, Doug. You just said this connection that everyone has. You see, from one side, the internet is fabulous. It's amazing. It's great connecting people. But from the other side, you've got these Twitters and Instagrams and Facebooks that anything negative you want to put on, anyone you want to put down, you put on, and it's going worldwide in a instant. So people are they're in a frenzy for negative news. This is shocking because, you know, Doug, if you want to create a newspaper that will only publish positive news, it'll go bankrupt. And then there's fake news, news made up about people, trying to denigrate them, trying to rubbish them, trying to criminalize them. It's unbelievable. You know, I look at Wikipedia. I mean, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, it's like 50%, if not 90% lies. Anyhow, I read my wiki, and I see things there that are all negative. If anyone tries to put something positive upon me, some editor is going to turn it, churn it, edit it out. So it's incredible that we're allowing this IT, this internet king, or ruler, to demolish positive things.
Well, it's something that you fight against on your own. The biggest thing I find, if you have a problem, something that bothers you, the biggest burden you have, I think the way to relieve yourself is to choose to take that weight off of your shoulders and let it go. It's not easy to do. Maybe it's a relationship you've got. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's you don't have much self-confidence. Whatever it is, but you you know how to do that. You teach people how to do that. Think about the things that you don't want in your life and let them go. Learn how to do that. That'd be I think that's my advice from reading one of your pages at ericgeller.com, as a matter of fact.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.